the high moral ground on the chromosexual harassment scandal. He has said he's not going anywhere, and the fake news media now is trying to play catch-up. Here's Howie Kurtz from yesterday.
Andrew Cuomo held a press conference the other day to apologize for his behavior toward young women. All three cable news networks carried it live. What a dramatic turnabout. A tacit admission that the media had botched this story by initially ignoring it, playing it down. Nothing to see here. Let's move right along. And, I wonder what Donald Trump is up to. The harassment scandal is now getting plenty of coverage with two stories about new accusers today because it's become too big to ignore, especially since CBS's Nora O'Donnell sat down with one accuser. Charlotte Bennett.
Do you believe that he was propositioning you?
Yes.
For what?
Sex.
But the first instinct of the network newscast, CNN, MSNBC, was to do as little as possible, and sometimes nothing, about the Democratic governor. They were kind of acting like political operatives. Maybe this will blow over. We won't have to deal with it. But when the New York Times interviewed Charlotte Bennett and a third woman who disliked the way the governor touched her at a wedding, the media wind shifted with Cuomo under investigation and even some liberal pundits criticizing his conduct. They are scrambling for higher moral ground because they can no longer control the news agenda.
By the way, for the record, there's now five accusers. This guy is a goner. When it was one, and then it was two, then there was three, and then there was a fourth, and now there's a fifth woman who's come forward. This guy's got to be out of there. I mean, by whatever means you can, he's got to be gone. Stay where you are. Coming up, Victor Jakes on the fascination with the Royals. Not the Kansas City Royals. No. I'm talking about the British Royals. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 531 as we check out our traffic cams right now. You are very sluggish as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl, especially on the 515 side. Westbound at Charleston, it's a slow crawl in from there. Also, slow flows 515 eastbound at Main. That's causing some congestion on that flyover ramp as you transition from Interstate 15 North to go 515 East towards Henderson there at the Spaghetti Bowl. Also, you'll tap the brakes in a few areas. North 15 at Tropicana, South 15 at Charleston. Lane restrictions there near 95 northbound at Ann Road. And a wind advisory for high-profile vehicles. That's Interstate 11 at mile marker 1.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The UNLV basketball team wrapped up the regular season on Saturday when they lost at Wyoming 80-69, and they are the seventh seed in the upcoming Mountain West Conference tournament, which will be held at Thomas Mack. They're going to match up against Air Force coming up on Wednesday afternoon. The other games coming up on Wednesday, San Jose State and Wyoming will start the day, and then New Mexico and Fresno State will play the final game of the day. The UNLV women's basketball team, they are set to open up their run in the Mountain West tournament later on today as they are matching up against Wyoming, who knocked off Utah State yesterday. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car, like 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve performance with a synthetic oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. How many of you were in the 17 million that watched Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and Oprah last night on CBS? It was 17 million people. And these people are not anything like us at all. They have we have nothing in common with them. Meghan Markle maybe a little more because she's been on TV here on Law and Order, and she's different. But most of the royals, we have absolutely nothing in common with at all. Even when Prince Harry comes out and goes to pool parties here in Vegas and things like that. I had a chance to visit earlier with our good friend Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I asked him what the fascination is with the royals. Here it is.
Well, like, I think that's certainly part of it. It's something that we don't have here, but I mean, really, the royal family, and not to diminish their historical importance, but at the moment they're in some ways the Kardashians before the Kardashians. They're famous because they are famous, and so people are interested in what's happening. And I think there's something that even goes back to people's childhood. You talk about the prince saving the princess. I mean, that's one of the oldest stories in the books, and here we actually have real life princes and princesses and queens and kings, and so people are interested. They want to know what's happening, and then you make it salacious at all, and people are really interested.
Oh my God! Getting to the question of is the British monarchy is it racist? I mean, the questions, and I don't know if you've been following any of this subsequently, but the whole deal of if indeed. There are royals who are questioning the blackness of the baby. I mean, I'm like, God, what do you make of this? I mean, this whole idea that there may be people that were questioning whether Meghan Markle's baby should end up getting protection, whether she should he or she should get a name. I mean, it is. To me, it's pretty salacious.
Well, it is, absolutely. And, obviously, every child is important, and skin color doesn't matter about that. And I just, it seems a lot like a he said, she said type of thing when it comes to those specific allegations. I mean, I think more broadly, they've cut themselves off from the royal family. It shouldn't be a surprise that their kid's not going to have the same benefits of being a prince or a princess that they would have if they had stayed in the royal family. And I don't really understand. And again, I have to admit, I've not been following this super closely, but I don't understand this idea that you have to cut yourself off because, the royal family is racist or mean to you or terrible. but also you should have all the benefits of being a part of the royal family. Like, see, it seems like what you know. If once you choose one path, you lose the privileges of what would have been there if you had stayed on the other path.
Is the monarchy something whose time has come and gone? I mean, to me, this is not relevant. I think it's interesting, but it's not terribly relevant to the problems we have in the world we live in today.
Well, I mean, I think that's certainly true. I mean, obviously, the monarch isn't really an authority figure. It's kind of more something that represents Britain or represents the country. And so I think there is some historical value in that. And, obviously, if the Brits want to have a monarch that's, is just kind of there and is famous, I mean, go for it. It doesn't stress me out at all. But, I think it's nice that we don't have one here. So,
I want to get back to the real world. And that, of course, involves the whole issue of Congress and the Senate. I guess tomorrow the House of Representatives will take on the issue of the COVID-19 relief deal. The Senate did its job. Now the question is, will the House agree to the measure? What do you think is going to happen? Do you have any feel for if Nancy Pelosi is going to have the votes to push this thing across the finish line, and we can all get our $1,400 checks?
Well, I think it's a sure thing. I mean, I think the Senate was always going to be the holdup, given the composition there, and I expect they'll ratify it, and Biden will sign it. If not tomorrow, then Wednesday. the Palooza is here. Really just a staggering amount of money, given where the economy's at and all the money that they spent before. And it's kind of passe to say it'll come from the future generation. At some point the money has to be paid back or the currency inflates, and neither of those are really good options.
I want to ask you, because under the radar, the House passed HR 1. It bans, and I don't know how much you know about it, but I'm going to give you a quick synopsis. It bans voter ID laws. It uses taxpayer dollars to fund campaigns. It legalizes ballot harvesting and same-day voter registration. It prevents officials from removing ineligible voters, from purging people from the rolls. I don't like anything about this bill, but it's kind of been operating under the radar. What do you make of HR 1? How much do you know about it?
Well, you could call it the Help America Vote Twice Act, because you talk about a bill that is just going to gut election security, and that's it. And there's really two issues. One is, should the federal government be telling states how they run elections? And no, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be telling states how to run elections. And then you look at the merits of the individual proposals and what you've outlined is, going to undercut the confidence people can have in the elections. Those are measures, many of them, that are easy to exploit for those who are willing to commit fraud. You're removing safeguards in the system, and that's very concerning. I mean, that's extremely concerning, especially when the country is so closely divided. Election security takes on an even more importance, because you want people to have confidence that even if they don't like the outcome, they can know that the outcome was fair and it was a true reflection of what people wanted. But when you pass, if this goes through, you put in place measures that, make it possible to cheat and cheat on a more significant level. It takes away the reasons that people should be confident in the outcomes, whatever they are.
I want to ask you, because one of the things that this HR 1 does, it makes absentee ballots counted 10 days after Election Day valid. And again, more than anything, it's federalizing elections, which have always been, correct me if I'm wrong, a kind of a local issue. Are we changing the way we do voting?
It'd be a huge change, a seismic shift, both in where the decisions are made, and then in terms of what the procedures are. And both of those, you know, both of those things are reasons to oppose this bill, to think that this is the wrong thing. I mean, if you, you know, want to say the federal government is well qualified to run elections, I mean, I don't know what you're looking at. the pandemic, would we just live this through the whole last year? Or they, you know, said 2 weeks to stop the spread, and here we are a year later. The post office, fine example of government management. So, no, I do not want the federal government mandating how elections are going. And I don't even want them mandating, you know, good, what I consider good policies, like voter ID.
No, he's right. He's right. Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal earlier today on Live and Local. Just a bright, bright political mind. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm going to let you hear Meghan Markle in her own words relative to this whole notion of the royals, her wedding night, or her wedding day, I should say. I don't think they covered the wedding night. I don't think they covered that on CBS last night. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. They stay open till 6 o'clock at 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. I promised I'd let you hear Meghan Markle in her own words with Oprah, her relationship to the Queen. Here it is.
Well, you know, in every family, I think things get serious when you are brought in to meet the mother or the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And in everybody's family who's watching right now, you know, the grandmother is the matriarch and known in many families as the Queen.
And she was one of the first people I met.
And in your situation, it's the Queen.
The real Queen.
The real Queen that you're meeting. And what was that like? Were you worried about making the right impression?
There wasn't actually a huge formality the first time I met Her Majesty the Queen. We were going to lunch at Royal Lodge, which is where some other members of the family live, specifically Andrew and Fergie, and Eugenie and Beatrice would spend a lot of time there. And Eugenie and I had known each other before I had known Harry, so that was comfortable, and we were friends with them as a couple. And then it turned out the Queen was finishing a church service there in Windsor. And so she was going to be at the house. And I remember Harry and I are in the car. And he says, okay, well, my grandmother's there, so you're going to meet her. I said, oh, great. I love grandpa. I loved my grandmother. I used to take care of my grandma. This is great. He goes, right, do you know how to curtsy? What? I said, do you know how to curtsy? Now, I thought genuinely that that was what happens outside.
Yeah.
I thought that was part of the fanfare. I didn't think that's what happens inside. And I said, but it's your grandmother. He goes, it's the Queen.
Wow.
And that was really the first moment that the penny dropped, that this wasn't... It was easy for me up until then
so
to
then
go...
So did you Google how to curtsy?
No, we were in the car.
Okay.
We were in the car for 5 minutes
How does
arriving.
One curtsy? Yes.
Deeply. To show respect. Mm-hmm. And I learned it very quickly. Right in front of the house, we just practiced and then walked in. And
you and Harry practiced.
Yeah, and Fergie ran out and she said, are you ready? Do you know how to curtsy? I said, oh my goodness, you guys. And so I practiced really quickly and we went in and I met her and apparently I did a very deep curtsy and I don't remember it. And then we just sat there and we chatted and it was lovely and easy and I think... Thank God I hadn't known a lot about the family. Thank God I hadn't researched. I would have been so in my head about all of it.
Mm.
I would have had it.
So you're basically, what you're sharing with us is that you were no more nervous than the regular person who goes to meet somebody's grandmother. You weren't that intimidated because it was the Queen.
I think it's two things. It's I had confused the idea of, I grew up in L.A. You see celebrities all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the same, right? But it's very easy, I think, especially as an American, to go, oh, these are famous people. It's like, no, this is a completely different ballgame.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Coming up, more on this whole Meghan Markle thing and why we are so gaga about this as a society. 17 million people watched this thing last night. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Yeah. New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, this whole Meghan Markle thing, to me, is incredible. Talking about racism within the royal family, we do know it's not Prince Philip and it's not the Queen, which leaves a whole bunch of other folks, Charles, and all kinds of folks. I don't know where this thing will end up. I do know this though. The royals have gotten kind of a pass in the UK because they love them. They are beloved figures. It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out though, because I don't know. I'm not sure yet. The show just aired in the UK about 2 hours ago, so it'll be interesting to see what the reaction is, if it's going to be a full-throated support, or if they're going to trash the royals. Or are they going to trash Meghan Markle and Prince Harry? I honestly, honest to God, I do not know. Coming up tomorrow, we'll check in week six of the Nevada legislature. And one of the things we're going to do tomorrow, we're going to talk with a couple of different members. Heidi Kasama will join us on Wednesday. Scott Hammond will join us tomorrow. Megan Barth will join us tomorrow. It's going to be a busy week. And I'm just glad that you're along for the ride. Till we join you tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please? Right here on AM.